Motorcyclist arrested in Boyle Heights hit and run that severed teen's leg. Los Angeles. Legislators were urged April 13 to strengthen traffic safety laws in the wake of a hit-and-run motorcycle crash in Boyle Heights that left a 13-year-old boy with a severed leg and a banning man facing probable criminal charges. The suspect, 29-year-old Irwin Mahano of Banning, was taken into custody early Tuesday morning in connection with the March 30 hit-and-run on Whittier Boulevard that severely injured Joshua Mora, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. A Thursday morning news conference was held at LAPD headquarters that was attended by officials that included representatives of the Los Angeles and Banning police departments. "It's not just the moral imperative of remaining, it's the law," LAPD Deputy Chief Donald Graham said. "And you may think that you're trying to escape from consequences by running from the scene, but, as these heroes behind me have proven, with the cooperation of our friends in the media and the community, we will find you." LAPD Detective Daniel Ramirez of the Central Traffic Division said detectives collected evidence from the crash scene, canvassed homes and businesses in the area, processed numerous tips from the community, and reviewed security videos in a painstaking effort to identify the suspect's path, both before and after the teen's injury. "Once we were able to establish who was riding that motorcycle, we formulated a plan," Ramirez said. "And with a joint, coordinated effort with the Los Angeles Police Department Central Traffic Division and Banning Police Department, we're able to take 29-year-old Irwin Mahano, a resident of Banning, into custody and charge him with felony hit and run." Ramirez reminded motorists that it is a crime to leave the scene of a crash without stopping, aiding a victim, and identifying oneself. "It's not that much that we ask for," Ramirez said. "If you're ever involved in a traffic collision, all you need to do is stop, make sure the other driver is okay, and identify yourself. That's it. And my detectives and myself will not have to go out and find you." Representatives of community organizations said they have been pressuring lawmakers and city officials to pass AB 645, legislation that would allow the use of speed safety cameras around schools and well-known dangerous roads such as Whittier Boulevard. "It's worth someone's life, it's worth someone's limb, to slow it down, just a bit," activist Damian Kedet said at the news conference. "Put that phone down. Enough is enough. I'm calling on California legislators, pass sensible legislation to bring this carnage under control." Mora was struck by the motorcycle as he crossed Whittier Boulevard. "I was in the middle, basically," Mora told NBC4. "That's when I heard the motorcyclist coming in fast. I tried to get out of the way so he wouldn't hit me, and it turns out he took my whole leg." People on the scene helped Mora until the paramedics arrived. The teen was taken to a hospital, where he underwent several surgeries. Mora said he's thankful to be alive. "I'm just thinking about the good things, like me having my family and everything," he said. A GoFundMe account to help pay Mora's medical expenses had raised more than $38,000 as of Thursday afternoon. "He has always loved sports and just having fun," the Mora family said on the fundraising page. "We wanted your support in helping him towards recovery and possibly towards a prosthetic leg." The GoFundMe page is available here.